KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Craig here, Rainbow Radio, with my special guest, Alexander. Say good morning, Alexander.
Morning, Alexander.
Good morning, Alexander. We'll be right back on the other side of Is. Good morning, Laguna Beach. Did you catch that weather last night? Oh, my goodness. Did it thunder and shake you to the bone? 66 degrees in Laguna Beach here. I got to talk about the weather since, you know, be careful what you wish for. We got it last night, and there's a little bit more in store today, according to the weather report. Showers. Shocking. Saturday showers. A high of 65. Ooh, what do you think, Alexander? Is it winter?
You know, I'm actually one of the only Californians that loves the rain and when it's cloudy. Like, that makes me happy. I'm like the weirdest Californian ever.
Oh, no. I like it, too. I slept really well. So speaking of the weather and rainbows, here on Rainbow Radio, I want to thank our sponsor, Mike Johnson, again, of Compass Realty. He's been with us for over a year. If you have any realtor needs, I suggest you get a hold of Mike. He could probably help you out. Thank you, Mike, for being our sponsor every year as we go on. And without any further ado, I'm going to talk about our guest here, Alexander. I should mention Stacy couldn't make it in today, but she said she'd be here next week. So we'll manage without the female perspective this week.
Well,
yeah, there might be a little bit among the two of us. So, Alexander, bear with me while I talk about you in front of you.
Oh, go on.
Please, more. Making history as the first ever national how do you say that?
Latinx. It's a new term that we can talk about, yeah.
Okay, Latinx, LGBT programming. Glitter Bomb is an explosive pop culture talk show hosted by an all-gay Latinx Hollywood insider panel featuring Patrick Gomez, Alexander Rodriguez, Enrique
Sapene.
Sapene?
Yes.
Sapene. Okay. Their queer Latinx perspective, drizzled with wit, humor, and firsthand insight into an A-lister life, gives Glitter Bomb a festive and unique flavor that everyone can enjoy. Combining their experience in acting, radio, and journalism, there's no subject too hot to handle, no scandal too spicy to dig into. Ooh, baby.
Yes.
Ay. Alexander, each week, for half an hour, live banter, celebrity guests, and a martini, of course. Mm-hmm. So I told in the e-blast, I said, we got to get his recipe because he's doing something right here.
My recipe is very easy. Unscrew bottle, pour, drink.
That's really? Yes. Well, you know, when you think about it, martinis are really pretty easy, you know.
Yes, you do a little vermouth if you're going to be like for real, and then swish it out, and then you pour your stuff in. That's all you need.
But we're starting the morning off early talking about martinis on a rainy day.
My favorite subject. The only way I'd get up before noon was to be with you, Craig. I'll let you know.
Thank you. I am so blessed. So that's a little bit about Alexander. And I do have a couple other announcements I want to make, get them out of the way. I shouldn't say that. They're all good announcements. I found that there's a rainbow night. Everything rainbow, right, Alexander?
Yes. Yes.
And hopefully after this weather clears up, we'll have some beautiful rainbows. But there is a Roll with Pride rainbow event, okay? I had no idea.
Roll with pride. I hope it's a dinner roll. I do love carbs.
No, it's not a dinner roll. I'm sorry. Fountain Valley Skating Center, it's a skating group, is proud to present Rainbow Night. How about that? Everyone's following my rainbow stuff, you know? A LGBT-friendly roller skating session is, it says, come out and bring some friends and roll the night away. Admission is only $9, and the skate rental is only $4. Everyone is welcome to this event. Now, you might ask, where the hell is the event? It is at Fountain Valley Skating Center, 9105 Recreation Center. Now, if you want to know more, go to the OC Center. It's on their website. But it's Rainbow Night.
How fun.
And it sounds like fun. I'm dating myself, but back in the 80s, all of a sudden, every gay boy went to every gay roller skating and admired each other's butts. I shouldn't say that, because when you roller skate or you ice skate,
it isolates the muscle group. It's just scientific, Craig. Let's be honest.
I'm not saying anything bad. It's just the way it goes. Yes. You know? Thank you for that. And now there's another South County Rainbow Group. This one is sponsored by Shanti, and it's a little more serious, but it's an important part and something that Shanti does. I've been involved with them quite a bit the last year. But in collaboration with Shanti Orange County, we offer a social group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning. Well, they spell it all out. And allied youth ages 13 to 18. In South County, Rainbow Group provides social, interactive, and educational group activities and events in South County for the greater Orange County area. Youth are able to connect with their peers in a safe, supportive environment facilitated by LGBT Center, OC staff, and an adult mentor facilitators. You know, I wish, Alexander, when I was 14 in Wairika.
Is that even a place? Why?
Well, it's a spot.
What's the
on
Y
the map.
In Wairika? 30,
yeah, the Y in Wairika.
Why?
Why? Why me? Why me? I would have loved to have an outlet to go see some peers, because the only role model I had was this older gentleman who worked at the flower shop, and everyone in town made fun of him because obviously he was gay, homosexual. Charlie O'Donnell was his name, and he was actually the best man at my dad's wedding.
Really?
I never figured that one out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Talk about scandal.
This is how rumors start, Craig.
I know. Well, must be in the genes. After all, I do have a younger brother who's part of my committee.
Really?
Yes,
I do. What's his phone number? Let's call him.
No, Todd Cooley. And then I have an older brother whom we told if he really wanted to change, he could.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what they usually tell
after
the gay
six
people.
Beers, all things are possible.
No, but I love my older brother, Brian. He is quite a hero and is married and has two wonderful sons. So he took care of the grandkid things for
good,
me, which
good,
I'm
good, good.
So happy about
yes.
that.
Who needs all that noise around the house?
Well, let me tell you. Now, there's another event coming up. We're on the events here. We're going to roll here. Friday, October 19th. Now, that's coming right up because this is what the
It's the 13th, yes.
It's the 13th.
Yeah, so it'll be this next Friday.
So it's next Friday. It is at the Laguna, it's Club Laguna, which is Club Q. It's a social group, community, and it's for 18 and over, and it's at the community center, and it's drag queen bingo. And Dora will be there, and there'll be all sorts of prizes. I will be there. I'm going to host it.
Oh, how fun. Yeah, drag bingos are always so much fun.
They are. And matter of fact, Endora has quite a following. So
she does.
That's from 3 to 5. So it's 2 hours, and it's no cost. You just kind of show up and have fun and meet a few people. It's at the center, and it includes everyone, and they do it once a month. So, and I'm becoming more involved with this, the LGBTQ heritage and culture, which I'm a member of. Well, outstanding member, founding member, let's say.
Oh.
And we've taken on the part of helping the Susie Q Center with what they call Club Q. And it's been going on for a year, thanks to Larry Ritchie, who's initiated it. And we love you. A shout out to Larry Ritchie. We love you.
Hey, Larry.
So that's this.
That's so much fun. I used to take my mom to drag bingo, but she gets too competitive.
Oh, really?
Oh, very competitive.
She starts throwing her dauber?
Yes, and she starts punching people. Chips go flying. Balls are flying. Everything. Oh, it's just a mess.
Don't tell me the acorn's not falling far from the tree.
Well, I do the drag bingo up in, at Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood.
Oh?
That's a lot of fun. So okay. I'm glad you guys are doing it down here.
Yeah. Well, it's every... It's every Wednesday at Main Street as well, which is really nice. And Andorra does it there, too. And... Also, she's going to do a special one, though, on a Friday.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's the only way to go. So then I have on this day in history, which I think I'll save. I think we need to get to Alexander. You know, you have your own radio show, I understand.
I do. So, you know, we have a lot in common. We like martinis and we do radio.
Go figure.
I know. Every Tuesday, I broadcast live from Sunset Gower Studios, which, of course, is a studio in Hollywood that has so much history. Currently, they film Scandal there, How to Get Away with Murder. You know, all the shows. Golden Girls was filmed there.
Oh,
Dexter,
no.
Six Feet Under was filmed there.
You go no further. Golden Girls.
I know. Well, they're ghosts, by the way. During the show, lights will go out, glasses will shatter. We've had psychics come in, and there's definitely so much spiritual activity. It's probably Bea Arthur. She's like, I want a show. Yeah. Give me a show.
Well, you know, it's probably the energy from the multitudes of people that appreciated the show.
Yes. Yeah.
It's coming back into that vortex there.
Yeah. But I host the show every Tuesday. It's 2 hours. It's martinis and celebrities. And our celebrity panel is very Graham Norton style, where you have like four people that would never, ever be in a room together.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah. Like we'll have like an Academy Award winner next to a RuPaul drag queen next to a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk about entertainment. We talk about life. I don't ask the same boring questions that they've been asked over and over. And then when the drinks get heavy, then people's lips start to get loose.
I got to tell you an experience my mother had at Christmas. She managed an apartment complex in Hawaii, and when you manage an apartment complex, you have no say over who they would rent them. It's a high-end thing. And so she had this retired Army sergeant. She had this flaming black homosexual with his boyfriend.
Oh,
and
sassy.
She had two religious, very religious people, and it was all over the map, kind of like your guests.
Yeah.
You know, they're and I think that
it's like a motley crew.
Yeah, it builds the energy.
Yes.
And so she was calling me, and she said, "Well," I said, "Oh, how many are coming?" She says, 13. I said, "Oh, like the Last Supper."
Oh,
it was a Christmas party.
We know
Last
how
Supper.
That ended up.
So she says, "Oh no, don't go there." So I remarkably, I called her. After it was over, she says, Craig, it was the best Christmas party I've ever had. So hats off to you, Alexander. It sounds like you're doing the same thing, bringing people together.
It's
in diversity.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the first few moments are like people are feeling each other out. And they're like, why am I on the show with this person? And then, you know, half hour into it, everybody's relaxed and really good time. Friendships come out of the show. And I've been blessed with some really, really great guests.
Yeah, I have too. I have too. We have something in common, I think. Yeah.
Well, and we love to talk.
Well, I never had a problem with that.
Me neither. My report cards, my mom has them on scrapbook. All of them have excessive talking during class.
Really?
Literally like a joke. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Oh, I didn't blossom till later. I was pretty quiet in grammar school and high school, or grade school. I don't know. We call it grammar school, grade school. We used to call it grammar school. Anyway, so... But enough about me. What do you think about me?
Yes,
I mean, no.
You're fabulous.
No. So your radio show, how long have you been on the air with it?
So I've been on the air for 4 years. It had a kind of a reincarnation about a year and a half ago. So it was called Happy Hour. Now it's On the Rocks. You see, there's a common theme here.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I do that every Tuesday for 2 hours. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, YouTube, all of the biggies.
And like our little program here, which is an hour for Laguna Beach, is it's syndicated? Or I mean, it's about the topic is mostly LGBTQ.
No, actually, you know, I'm gay. We have a lot of celebrities from the LGBT community, but it's all inclusive. It's called On the Rocks, where celebrities and cocktails mix, and it's celebrities, it's musicians, it's Broadway performers, TV, film, reality TV.
Wow, have you had Ross on?
Ross Matthews?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done the show. He's done the show twice.
I've met him.
I can't
a couple
have
of
him
times.
On anymore because he talks too much. I'm like, girl, my name's on the marquee, not yours.
Ross does have a lot to say as well.
He does. He has a really funny background. He used to work at McDonald's, by the way. And he has so many funny stories about making the chicken nuggets.
Well, next time I see Ross, I'll have to ask him about his chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people ask him about his nuggets. No, but I see him in Palm Springs all the time. He and his husband, Salvador, yeah. So friendly. They'll always take a picture. They'll sit down and have a drink with you.
Wow.
Ross is a great guy. And, you know, Ross was out and proud before all of this
wave
has
hit. He was a page for Jay Leno.
Yeah, that's how he started.
And he got, he went to the Olympics and asked some very pertinent questions that the nation wanted to know. It put him in the forefront of everything. No, I followed him. He's great. So, you know, when did you first fall in love with a microphone?
Well, you know, and I was born and raised here in southern Orange County. So I was a cantor at Our Lady of Fatima, St. Edward's, the Basilica San Juan, St. Killian's. I even worked at St. Catherine's up here in Laguna Beach.
Have you recovered?
Oh, well. I worked as a cantor for 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I brought my boyfriend to Easter Sunday. I made the mistake of kissing him during the sign of peace. And literally the next week, I was let go after 13 years of service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway.
I didn't feel the love on that one.
No, but I was a singer from my early time. My mom played the piano. And so she would play all my gigs at church, and I've done cabaret and stuff. But I took a long time off. I was a corporate banker for a number of years.
Oh, my.
I was one of
How exciting.
Well, no. It just happened I was really good at banking, and it was more of the relationship building. So I was doing, like, larger commercial loans. I was in the entertainment division at City National Bank. But that was my life, was banking. It was not this entertainment. And then I went to, like, a movie release party for one of my clients. And this actress, Ann Walker, she does a lot of the Del Del Shores Sordid Lives.
Yeah.
She had just decided to open up Universal Broadcasting Network, which was the station. And she and I shut the place down in West Hollywood. We were having drink after drink. And she says, you know, you're so funny, you should have a radio show.
My.
And I was like, I don't know anything about it. She says, come in, we'll do a few sample shows. And then the rest is history. I left banking about 4 years ago.
Wow. When I was like 14 years old, I hooked up our intercom system in the house, and I would play records in my bedroom and broadcast it through the house and talk.
Awesome.
And I enjoyed it. And finally, my brothers and my mom parents, and I was like, "Would you cut it out? You know, you're playing the same music, you know." And so I kind of put it aside, you know, and I got a job like everyone does.
Yep.
And 30 years later, in the hotel business, I've done that and done marketing and all these other things. And I did use some of my, skills to do host events, a lot of. And so I have no fear of being in front of a groups of people. It took a long time because when I was a kid, I didn't have it. But anyway, I'm going on about myself again here. But long story short, I've circled back. And now I found that something I discovered when I was 14 is back in my world.
Life,
and I'm so grateful for it.
And I have to say, your voice is so perfect for radio. Like, you have in a world of Laguna Beach. And my voice is like, what?
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so good.
All the way from.
I want you to record my voicemail, because when people call me, they're like, your voice is so high on your voicemail.
I used to do that. And one afternoon, I call all my friends, and I didn't get anybody. No one answered the phone but me.
That's funny.
So I said, I give up. I'll just talk to myself. This will work. This will work out just fine. So that was a tripping point for you with this encounter. Who was the person again that you had the?
Ann Walker.
Ann Walker.
Yeah, okay. she was in Sordid Lives. She's done a lot of movies from the LGBT community. She's a spitfire herself.
So all of a sudden, did you have a shaking moment and a come to Jesus moment, kind of like.
Know, it was just so exciting because I went in for the sample shows and I kept talking and talking.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, who would be your first month of guests? And I was like, oh, here's my dream guests. And, you know, I was so naive. I didn't know that you couldn't just email a celebrity's PR rep and say, hey, I have this new show, you know.
So she facilitated your guests at the start of it?
No. She just sat down like, who would be your guest?
Yeah.
But I'm the one that reached out and, you know, because I didn't know that there was certain hierarchy. I was blessed with some really good names right off the bat because, you know, the worst thing that somebody will tell you is no.
Yeah.
You know, and of course I've gotten many no's, but I've gotten many yeses from some of my favorite celebrities. Shirley Jones, the MGM you know, Tippi Hedren from the Byrds. I mean, these are people like, wow, these are people I grew up watching.
Who were some of your favorite guests that you had on?
Shirley Jones, by far. You know, she came in and she had her martinis. She talked about Robert Preston, the music man, Oklahoma. She talked about her audition for Oklahoma, the musical. She had a half hour to learn some of the songs because it was a big hit on Broadway and they were making a movie. And then her audition was with the orchestra from the Broadway version because they're like, well, we have the orchestra here. You might as well audition with the full orchestra. And she was shaking. And of course she got the part and the rest is history.
Well, Andrew Carnegie said this, coal, a diamond is but mere coal put under tremendous pressure.
That is exactly true.
So sometimes
and it can break people and it can make people.
Yeah. So that's what sometimes it's a very pivotal moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I go from that extreme to I love reality TV. I'm a Bravo aficionado. So I watch The Real Housewives, The Shaws of Sunset, and I've been blessed by having many of them on the show.
I watch Overhaul. And
what is Overhaul? Is it something I should be watching?
Probably not. It's about overhauling. They take someone who has a car in their garage and it's been sitting there for years and they're usually there's a sad and very heartfelt story behind why the car's sitting there. They go and restore the car and give it back to them. And there's tears shed, but it's a reality program.
See, Chip that sounds Booth. Too nice. My reality TV is usually very, like, cat fights and tears, not from being motivational.
And maybe an extra martini or two.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I love reality TV. That is my guilty pleasure.
Well, I see. So that kind of started you on this path with the new with a radio program. This was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And so you transitioned out of the banking industry.
You know, it was tough for about a year. It was the struggle of, you know, I had to work, and then the type of banker I was, it wasn't 9 to 5. It was wining and dining the clients. It was traveling.
Yeah. Relationship building.
Yeah. And it just became too much. And so my hobby took over. And believe me, leaving that salary was pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
There were some scary times there. I thought, what am I doing with myself?
Your mother said, now, listen, Alexander, you might want to reconsider this.
I'll be honest, totally the opposite. My mom has always supported me. She worked 3 jobs.
What's your mother's name?
Maricela, but we call her Mama Rose.
Mama Rose, this is for you. Your son's here. I'm glad he's here. He's fabulous, okay?
But she was a single mom, and she worked 3 jobs to make sure that she thought education was important, so I went to private school. I had my acting lessons.
We need a lot more parents like that.
I had my singing lessons. And she's become a mom. You know, my coming out story is so ridiculous, I don't even like telling it, because it was like, Mom, I'm gay. She's like, okay, let's go to the Boom Boom Room. Literally, that was my first gay club, and she had to drag me in. She was, like, out and proud. So she has
been. Were you 21?
Yeah. Well, yes. But this was years ago when, like, a different drummer or there was.
The movie?
No. There was a bookstore here in
Laguna. Oh, yeah. There was a different drummer.
Yeah. She's like, we're going to get some books. We're going to get your pride bracelet.
I'm going to say it again. We need more parents like that.
But she's become a surrogate because we think things are going so well because we see the Will and Graces on TV and we see more LGBT figures, but we forget that success story is not there for a lot of youth. And
so very true.
Yeah. I was out at the fair in Albuquerque. I was on the pride float out there. This was last month. And, you know, I'm so used to the prides out here in Los Angeles, Long Beach, Laguna Beach Pride, San Diego Pride, where everybody's welcome and we're kind of in a bubble. Being on that pride float was pretty scary because we had families booing us. We had people calling out awful names. We had little kids looking at their parents giving a thumbs down, and then they put their thumbs down just because we were on the pride float. That was shock for me because I haven't dealt with that kind of animosity based on sexuality in years. And
you know,
I think it's better, but it's not always better.
I try to read the news every week because and the news of the United States and the global news because Stacy, my cohort here, she abhors so much of it because it's so negative. But I also feel we need to point those things out.
We do. We need to face the reality of you know what is happening in the nation on a wide scale. It's
right, and we forget. And there's so many other countries where you still can be incarcerated and beaten and thrown in off buildings. Honestly. But I also try to temper it with some progress that's being made in some other areas.
There's a lot of progress being made, but the reality is that suicide rates are so high right now for LGBT youth, because as the nation, we are being called out socially, and think people are taking sides because we kind of have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, some youth just, they don't have the support system.
I was looking for news late last night for the program today, and I didn't bring it, but there was a lady, and I think it was in the UK, but the northern part of the UK, and it's not necessarily, it's I guess there's a high suicide rate there to begin with, but she had three sons. They all three committed suicide.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that. How does a parent recover from that?
I don't know. And she was talking about it, and it was difficult to watch. But, you know, I try to do whatever we can. Recently, a young man committed suicide, and so I had two people on, which on the program, Stop Bullying was one, and then Steve Dictorow, a city council member, and... then there was the local, it's a suicide prevention national hotline. Jim Taylor was with us. So the three of us had a wonderful conversation about this very concerning event with this young man and what's happening. And four times more likely if you're gay to commit suicide. But you don't know how many have committed suicide and taken it with them, being gay.
That's,
you know?
That's exactly right. Some people never have the advantage of coming out of the closet. Yeah. That's why, you know, we just celebrated National Coming Out Day. And, you know, it's so important to tell our story because you never know who it's going to affect. You never know who's going to be inspired.
Yeah. We're going to take a short music break here with A September in the Rain, which I love this song, Deborah Cox. And we'll be right back with Alexander, and we have some more exciting stories to discover about his journey and whoop his path and where he's headed.
Yes. The leaves of brown came tumbling down. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember in September. In the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September.
Oh, that was Deborah Cox, September in the Rain. That's an old song, but it's raining, although it's October, but that's all right. Right, Alexander?
Yes.
We'll make an exception. A couple of things I forgot to announce here real quick, because they're near and dear, and I can't believe. We're doing a fire pit, the LGBTQ group, tomorrow. And so, you know, we've postponed it once because of weather. And looking at the weather today, we're going, But the weather forecast says tomorrow, Sunday, it's mostly sunny and supposed to be 66 degrees, 1 degree warmer than today. Humidity will be 79%. So it's still going on, and it's at 5 o'clock, so you can watch the sunset. Now, I will put one little caveat there. I guess it's a caveat. I don't know. That supposedly, after a thunderstorm, there's a lot of humidity in the air, and it says 79%, and it provides for a much better sunset.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's what I've heard from a reliable source who sometimes is irreliable, but
yeah. That sounds confident.
So it should be a beautiful sunset, and that is just show up. We get a pit, and we have a little bonfire in one of the pit things, and it's at Aliso Creek Beach. And 5 o'clock, and we will have some s'mores and marshmallows and some hot dogs and to cook on the fire pit and some sticks to put them on and all that stuff. And if you want to bring something for yourself, of course, there's no alcohol allowed on the beach. But you
wink, wink.
You can get warmed up earlier or whatever you work out. But anyway, I will not advocate alcohol on the beach. And so that's tomorrow, 5 p.m. So don't forget that. And also this last week, LGBTQ Laguna Beach Pride 365 has secured a venue for a outrageous Halloween party coming up.
I just saw that on Facebook. It sounds like fun.
Well, thank you, Alexander. I hope. It's at 7 Degrees in the Canyon, which is a wonderful venue. There's going to be a stage. We're going to have a dance floor, a big dance floor, a lot of dance music, and a contest that's going to go on throughout the evening. And it's from 8 p.m. till 1:30 in the morning. So, and there's a full bar.
Yes.
You can get martinis there.
Yes.
So they've donated the space, and I can talk about it because the Pride Festival is nonprofit, and I'm involved in it as well. And so we're putting it on again on the 31st, which is Wednesday, the day of Halloween. So you might want to get out. It's billed as Adam's Family Reunion.
I saw that.
You know, da 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 da. Yeah. They're creepy and they're crawly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's him. Adam
Sandler. I have looked like every one of those characters at some stage in my life.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. So that should be lots of fun on the 31st. Now, something else. The radio station has decided that we're going to develop a program for the Art Walk. It's not necessarily an LGBTQ thing. But they've indicated that they would ask me if I would host it. So the first Thursday of every month, we have an art walk here in Laguna. You're aware of that?
Yes, Alex? I have been there.
And they serve wine and some snacks, and you can wander around and look at some beautiful art. So the idea is that so much of Laguna Beach is art, and so much of the flavor and culture is
That's
art.
That's how the city was established.
Exactly. Yep. So to carry that torch on, we're going to do a show starting, I think we've slated it for 7 o'clock on that first Thursday of every month, and I will host it. So the reason I'm bringing it up, if you're a gallery and you participate, or you're an artist and you have your art that's going to be featured in the next Thursday coming up, which isn't all too far away, you can get a hold of Craig Cooley at Craig at rainbow-radio.com. Craig at rainbow-radio.com. And let me know what's going on, because we need to have something to talk about, for Christ's sake, heaven's sakes. For heaven's sakes. So that's another thing that's going on. It'll be towards the end of the month, and we're very happy about that. So there's a lot going on. If you ever in a short supply of what to do, then let me know. And then before we get back to Alexander, I'm going to talk a little bit about the news in history. Yesterday was significant in one particular reason. It is Matthew Shepard died from injuries sustained in a brutal attack 6 days earlier on October 12th, which was that 10 years ago? No, 20 years ago.
20 years ago. I cannot believe it's been 20 years. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah. I also find it interesting that his name, Matthew, is very biblical.
Yes.
And Shepherd.
Yes.
Both of them.
And, you know, his horrible experience has definitely opened up lines of communication.
Yeah, and his whole family. Yeah. And also in 1971, yesterday, the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs recommends repealing law that prohibits homosexuals from being employed in or frequenting the city's bars, cabarets, and dance halls.
Really?
So, yeah, they recommended it. They didn't necessarily get passed. But 1971, they thought maybe it was okay for homosexuals
to do cabaret? Hello. Hello.
What were they thinking? Oh, my goodness.
Jazz hands.
Okay, and then on this day, very day in history, this October 13th, in 1970, Bob Mellors and Audrey Walter hosted the United Kingdom's first Gay Liberation Front meeting in London School of Economics. Good for you, Bob and Aubrey. And in 1982, I don't think I'm going to like this one, Jerry Falwell and the National Gay Task Force Director Virginia Appuzzo debate gay rights on The Donahue Show.
Oh, interesting.
That one, I would love to see how the outcome of that was.
That'd be very interesting to go back in time and see what
people
would
debate
about.
There'd
about
been a lot of screaming and
chair throwing.
Oh, yeah. In 1987, over 600 lesbians. There's that many? I'm just joking, Stacey. No. I'm joking. Over 600 lesbian, gay men, and supporters are arrested on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court in the largest civil disobedience protest in the history of the gay and lesbian rights movement, 1987.
Wow. Who knows where we're headed back to with the Supreme Court? Lord help us.
I hate to go there on that one.
Yeah.
In 1998, the United States Supreme Court, speaking of, refuses an appeal in Equality Foundation of Greater Cincinnati versus the city of Cincinnati, in which the United States Court of Appeals for the 6th District Court had twice found the city's anti-gay issue 3 constitutional, despite the Supreme Court's ruling in Romer versus Evans that struck down a state constitutional amendment that used substantially the same language. So they weren't making any progress in 1998. In 2009, Uganda Member of Parliament David Bahati introduces a Uganda anti-homosexuality bill, which would broaden the criminalization of same-sex relationships in Uganda and establish the death penalty for HIV-positive people engaging in sexual activity with people of the same sex or with those under 18. That's in Uganda. I don't think my vacation plans are going to be in
I don't think so either. I just love it that the people that are the loudest in anti-gay legislation are the ones tapping their foot at the airport bathroom. Like, that's what's happening.
Exactly.
It's like, girl, get off Grindr. Stop trying to repress us.
That's the hypocrisy.
Yes.
Oh, the hypocrisy. Okay, and then tomorrow, in this day in history, October 14th, 1977, Minneapolis gay rights activist Tom Higgins throws a pie into the face of
Anita Bryant. Yes. That clip is on YouTube to some music. It's so fabulous.
Well, we've come a long way since then. That was in a news conference in Des Moines.
Yes, I've seen that video. Although, I have to tell you, as a curvy girl, if somebody threw a pie in my face, I'd probably have a good time.
You know, I think she was probably a nice person. She just, her perspective was not.
Yeah,
it was flawed. Okay, or something like that. In 1979, the first National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights takes place in Washington, D.C. Approximately 100,000 people marched in the largest pro-gay rights demonstration up to that time, 1979.
Who was the president then?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'd have to read about in history books.
Yeah, I wonder.
All right, that's enough. That's enough history. We'll recognize Matthew Shepard and after 20 years and that horrible thing, and Judy Shepard, who's been such a supporter of gay rights and anti-hate. Mm-hmm. And the Matthew Shepard, there's a couple of bills passed, I know, in his name and in his honor. And she's still very, very active.
Very active.
Been to many pride parades and has spoken at many events as well. So okay, we left off with you, Alexander.
Yes.
I think you were segueing between your first show and your current show, and you said it was kind of a remodeling or a repurposing,
right?
Some of it?
Yeah, so I had started the original show. It was called Happy Hour, and I had a co-host, and he and I built the show. You know, I don't work well with others. I don't share my toys very well.
Oh my!
So about a year and a half ago, the show went through some retooling. So it's my show, and I have a guest co-host every week. Wink, wink, Craig. Okay. Which has really opened the doors because I'm able to have a lot more voices on the show. And
sure.
You know, my co-hosts are not always yes people, so sometimes, you know, we don't always agree, and they're from all walks of life. So that's really added a new spice.
Oh yeah, no, that would be great. So.
Yeah.
No, I applaud that new direction, and I applaud the fact that you embrace diversity in a positive way here on your program.
I love it. I love it. You know, we want to be inclusive as an LGBT community. Well, that means we have to be inclusive as well.
Exactly.
And that has to deal with our own community. I cannot tell you, you know, we're talking about bullying. The bullying that goes on in our own community is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to log on to any of the apps to say what people don't like. You know, the ageism in our community, body image in our community, you know, we tear each other apart. It's like we have bigger fish to fry right now.
Right. We don't need to be at each other's
throats. That's exactly right. Like, yeah, we can always, you know, snap our fingers and be like, girl. But, you know what, let's put some heart out there.
When I managed Main Street Bar and Cabaret here for a few years, I was interviewed a couple of programs, and they talked about what's the market, because so much of the bar business has changed over the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say it's gay culture 2.0, because I think what you've touched on here, and I find it very to the point, that the gay community is being so much more accepted among the general community than it was 10, 15 years ago. There's a great distance to go, but...
Right, but it's good economy, too, because we gays, we drink a lot, and we know how to spend money, and we actually know how to tip.
But I like to think it's more than just the economy. I like to think that there's a mindset that's changed, and there's a much more caring, loving community out there towards the gay. And so my point to the person who was interviewing me was that we need to reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to share our culture with the greater world in a way that they want to participate in it. We should not be exclusive, and we should be very accepting as they have accepted us. It's a responsibility.
Totally, you know. 1,000% agree.
Yeah.
This is how we build bridges. You can't build, you know, you have to build both sides of a bridge.
Yeah, and come together somewhere in the middle. So of your programs coming up, tell us about some new programs you've got coming up that you're excited about.
Well, my latest project, which I'm super ecstatic about, is it's Glitter Bomb, which is the first ever Latinx national LGBT programming. Right now, the show is currently broadcast to over 22 million homes in the U.S., and that's my new TV show.
So is it in Spanish?
No. It's in English. And talk about all inclusive. We happen to be Latino hosts. It's on a Latin network. But our guests are total inclusive. We have the winner of The Bachelorette. We have some Bravo TV people. We have former Miss USA, Justina Machado from The New One Day at a Time, Jen Lyon from TNT Claws. I mean, we have some big names on, and it's totally inclusive. It's the LGBT hosted show that you can watch with your entire family. It's perfectly family friendly.
Oh, wow.
Guys can watch it with their girlfriends.
And get some new fashion tips.
Yeah. Well, and one of the biggest compliments we got was from the actual TV crew. You know, all these straight guys on this Latin network, they've never had any LGBT anything.
Yeah.
And at the end of our filming season one, they said, you know, this is a show that they would watch on their own because of the guest we had and because we're just normal people. We're not like, you know, the Jim Bunny gays, and, you know, we all have our own opinions, but it's very inclusive. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, and you break down stereotypes, but big time, it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Well, and for LA TV, which is the network that produces it, for them to, in the Latin community, which is historically a very conservative because of religious and moral values, quote unquote values, to be the first out and proud show in the Latin community, it's pretty big.
It's huge. No, that's great. I always understood the conservative. In fact, when Prop 8 failed and they looked at the demographics, they realized that they had missed the Hispanic vote.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Hispanic and the African American, you know, these communities that are still steeped in what is a man in the community.
Right.
And, you know, there's no... I could go on and on and on. But you know who's really changing that is the youth in these minority groups.
Yeah.
The youth just won't stay in the closet anymore. The youth won't just follow rules that have been given to them without any purpose. The youth is what is
so
changing
great.
The nation. You know, before we used to have to do MTV's Rock the Vote and try to get the youth involved.
Right.
The youth are protesting. The youth are excited to vote. The youth want to change the nation. And so we owe them a lot of gratitude.
Well, Mr. Ham from Florida...
Is that your that's grinder?
Me. That's my grinder. No, that's me. The youth movement, when there were 450,000 people in Washington, and even the most recent presidential inauguration was the most they could put on it was a couple hundred thousand, and I think it was I did all the research, and more people showed up for that event than any other event that had been there in history other than the March on Washington in the 60s when it was black rights, you know, equal rights,
mm-hmm.
I should say. Not black rights, I should say equal rights. But anyway, so I do believe in the youth. And a personal example I had when Prop 8 was on, I was standing on the street with a doctor and an attorney, and we're holding up signs saying, no on Prop 8, no on Prop 8, no hate, no on Prop 8. And these kids came out of an apartment building where we were standing in North Laguna and said, yeah, what's going on here, man? You know,
yeah.
Surfer kids, you know, mm-hmm. there's like four of them. And they had their skateboards. I guess that's what you still call them, right? Skateboards?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. You know, the board with wheels on it, right? And they were throwing them down and going bicycle. And so Dennis, the attorney, my friend, said, yeah, well, we believe that gay people should be allowed to get married. And they looked at each other, and I'm thinking, okay, this is... Mm-hmm. And they looked at each other and says, oh, yeah, man, what's the big deal? What's the problem with that? And they put their boards, and they went on down the street. And for me, it was so refreshing.
Right.
And I think it was a point to your point here, Alexander, that it is the youth that attitude is changing, and it's another whole generation. And that's a big push behind it. And when parents see how it affects their kids and understand it a little better because they're another generation.
Yeah.
That builds, that furthers that bridge, I feel. So, yeah. So have you had the new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy guys on?
No, but on the radio show, we are having one of them in this next season, when the next season comes out. Karamo Brown, actually. And
now, which one is he?
He's the African-American.
Oh, okay.
And such a small circle of life. I was on the board for LifeWorks, which is a youth mentoring. It's now at the Los Angeles LGBT Center.
Yeah.
And it's mentoring for youth. He was one of the, he was like the executive assistant to the executive director. This was years ago. And so we were both involved in this youth organization, and now he's on, you know, national TV.
I've got to say, I watched the first series of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and I approached the second series with apprehension.
Yes.
You know, you can't do any better. Oh, no, this one is so good. I mean, I'm going, it's so well done. And I think these four gentlemen are so brilliant in everything they do. If you haven't seen it, I watched one and I did a binge watch. I had to watch them all.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm still mad because they haven't got the new season out.
Right.
I check it about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know when they're coming out, but something's going to pop in there. But yeah, I think to have particularly the black person that you're talking about, he really gets into the heart of things. And I just think, boy, if I was a kid growing up and I wanted someone to have my backside, he's the one. He understands.
Well, I'm sure you would.
I'm going to tune in on that one. Oh no! Where did you go with that?
But I've had the opportunity to interview Jay Rodriguez a number of times on the radio show, and he was in the pilot for Glitter Bomb, and he spoke so highly of the new crew coming in. So when you see that kind of relationship between the two cast, it's great.
Yeah, because the first time it was more sensational, just about the gay, but now it's the gay is there, but it's kind of less the focus. It's about a new culture.
Well, and that's what we're seeing with LGBT characters on TV. Years ago, they were the ones snapping and saying the funny one-liners. But now we have gay characters.
Paul Lynn.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Samantha.
Samantha.
But now we see LGBT characters with fully fleshed out stories. With their dramatic stories about the family, dating, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're seeing LGBT characters as three-dimensional characters, finally.
It's about time.
Yeah. Not to say there's anything wrong with snapping your fingers, girl.
No. Let's keep it going, yeah. So that's what's your hopes for the future?
You know, Glitter Bomb, it airs every Thursday on nationwide. Go to latv.com/schedule to figure out where Glitter Bomb is playing in your city. And the reception, our fourth episode was this last week, and we have 13 episodes. We have a New York Fashion Week special, and then we're going to have a Best of Season 1, and they're bringing us back early. Sponsors are excited, and we're talking about conservative sponsors have responded really well to the show.
Wow.
And so I think...
That's a bridge in itself.
That is a bridge. And, you know, we had a special presentation with some of the sponsors that they flew in from New York, and the whole conversation is, you know, their clients... They want to see the LGBT community as the normal community, as your neighbor across the street, as your coworker.
Yeah.
You know, the drag queens and go-go boys, there's a place for that, and that definitely is part of our culture, but that's not how we live our daily life.
I agree.
You know,
that's
we have dating problems, we have money problems, we have family problems.
Just like
problems.
Everyone else.
Right.
Please.
Yeah, and you know, on Glitter Bomb, my other two hosts are married. One is newly wed, and the other one has been married for 5 years.
Are they gay?
Yeah. And so, you know, and my hashtag is forever single, right? So we bring that perspective, but these are just normal things that everybody, regardless of your orientation, has to deal with. First dates, who pays on a first date? You know, when you see your best friend's boyfriend on an app, you know, do you say anything? I mean, these are things that we talk about.
Yeah, the new culture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
2.0.
Yes.
So I did meet Jay Rodriguez once up in L.A., not that it means anything, but we had conversation a bit about the program. This is long before this new one, the new that's on, and I think it's on. I think it's on Hulu. It's on either Hulu
or
Netflix. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix because I always check it. So that's you're gonna take flight with a little bit more programming and follow your new. So the big question are how the banking thing and your transition now, are you pretty comfortable having made that transition?
Oh, 1,000%. Like I said, there was some scary time. It's like, how am I going to pay rent?
Where I'm headed.
Yeah, going from a six-figure salary to not, you know, there was a lot of rough bumps. You find out who your friends are, you know. But when it's your passion, and you can speak to this, when it's your passion, you are going to wake up. You're going to work even harder. You're going to make it work if it's your true passion.
Right.
A lot of people want to get into the entertainment industry, but they don't want to do the work that's involved.
Right.
They don't want to have to work three part-time jobs on auditions.
They're on American Idol when, I want this so bad. I've lived my whole life.
And they're 12.
Do you deserve it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're 12. How hard did you work?
Right.
Oh, I sang every day for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to do it.
No. But this is my passion. It's what fuels me, and the success and the hard work is paying off. You know, being on national TV is huge.
So, do you follow some of the cultural events too? Is it topical? Your programming?
Yeah, we talk about, you know, how politically loud should you be if you're in entertainment. And we talk about equality, diversity a lot. We talked about the whole Scarlett Johansson thing. You know, she was doing that trans film. The LGBT community rallied against her because they said a trans needs to play trans. So now the movie's not even going to be made. So congratulations.
Oh,
you know, there's another
it.
Story that's not going to be told.
Oh,
on a
gosh.
Yeah. So we do talk topical, and we don't always agree. But we start every show by a segment called Dropping the Bomb. And we'll take a hot topic and we give our three opinions. And like I said, we don't always agree.
No, I think the most passionate group I had here was artists from Laguna Beach. And we had a gallery owner, we had two artists, and we had some city, and we had the college represented. And it's very, very open and candid. And you can go listen to it. It's still on rainbow-radio.com, I should say. But That's the most exciting and fun ones when you get the people together and you drop the bomb.
Yeah, as long as you have an open debate where you're listening to the other person. You know, right now with our political and social climate, so many people are shouting at each other without even listening.
Really?
And that's not how you build.
No. Really? I'm shocked.
But it's like, you know, there's a bunch of loud noise and nothing is accomplished from loud noise.
No, that's not very good. No. Well, we're going to take a short California vibe and break here, and I see my replacement, Ada May. I'm so happy
morning.
To see
good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a great show, you two. Y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all, Ada May, she's a world into her own. We love her. So
I love the name, by the way. It sounds like it's a musical.
It kind of is.
71 years of music.
So we just have 4 minutes, and I'm not going to take a music break because I think there's some more things we could talk about.
Yeah.
Talk amongst ourselves. So, I was thinking in the future with all the changes that's going about and the media. Is your program? It's visual as well now, right? It's not just radio.
Yeah, well, the radio show on Tuesdays is available on Facebook Live, and it's on YouTube, so you can actually see the video. You can watch us have cocktails. You can watch the celebrities slowly disintegrate before your very eyes. Yeah,
you know what? I thought this was brilliant because I'd seen it, but it was a program where they brought a celebrity person to prepare food, and they had a sit-down dinner was like six people.
Yeah, I think they tried that on Bravo. Yeah. I think it was like called Dinner at 8 or something like that. And they had a bunch of different celebrities sharing a meal.
And they were very candid, especially once the food was coming out and a little wine and conversation. I thought that was also a brilliant thing. Maybe once every quarter or something you have Dine and Dash or something. I don't know.
I love that.
Not to tell you your business, but it sounds like you're doing quite well. I've been at it here at the radio station. I should say KX93.5 Laguna Beach's only FM radio and Rainbow Radio every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And my special guest today is Alexander Rodriguez.
Yes.
And he has his own, he's a famous in his own right in L.A., and with his own programming, and I'm so happy to have him here. He usually is in and about the Laguna Beach community on a regular basis. I ran into him actually the other night at Main Street Bar and Cabaret.
For karaoke night, oh Lord. My apologies to Peggy and the staff. I had way too many martinis.
Oh, I hadn't noticed. I noticed you sang a couple of beautiful songs. We appreciate that.
I remember one. Let's just put it that way. Okay. But you did a great job.
You kind of
opened up the evening.
Yeah, I'd like to shake things up as much as I can.
Yeah, it was great.
So with your next program coming up, who are your guests?
This next week I have a Bravo reality TV star. We have one of the actors from The Mayan, which is the new Sons of Anarchy spinoff on FX.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And then we have one of the lead dancers from Christina Aguilera's new tour.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah. And then we have...
What's the bomb going to be? You haven't figured that one out yet.
Probably my behavior after the show. That's what the bomb's going to be. And then my co-host this next week is actually... He's a model. In fact, he does some stuff with Laguna Beach Pride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's...
Okay.
What's his name? Ian.
Oh, yeah, I know Ian. Yeah.
So cute.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
You did hear that? We're shouting out to you, Ian. We're terrible.
Yes.
We're terrible.
Well, yes, we are. But we're terribly fabulous.
We're terribly fabulous.
I would have to agree.
Thank you. Thank you, Ida May.
New musical on Broadway, Ida May.
You heard it here first.
Yes. It's the sequel to Oklahoma.
On KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. We're going to... Did you want to shout out to anyone as we wrap this up here?
No, let me just tell your viewers, for the radio show, go to ontherocksradioshow.com. And then for the TV show, go to latv.com/glitterbomb. And you're going to find out everything, where to find us. Watch us on TV, share us, because the more we get seen, the more programming we'll get.
Fabulous.
Literally fabulous.
Literally fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being here,
Craig,
this morning.
It's such a pleasure.
And we're going to roll right into Ida May here. I think she's all queued up and ready to go.
Aren't I something?
She is. We're trying to make these smooth segues, transitions. We sometimes have train wrecks, but
we do. It's never worked yet, but let's see this week.
We're really proud of our efforts.
I came in this week, got training.
Oh, really?
Maybe the training wheels are
off.
Oh,
my goodness.
Are you ready?
I'll learn a few things.
I have
anyway, thank you for listening to Rainbow Radio. Be back next Wednesday. Don't forget what's coming up, Halloween, and we got the bonfire on this Sunday, which is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. Craig, Rainbow Radio, KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio.